Okay, we're back. So again, so if you bow down to an animal, again, let's use the example of a sheep. So you can't use the wool. The reason why you can't use the wool is because it's ma'is. It's disgusting to use it for a mitzvah, even though technically it's mutter. It's only usur as a korban, but still, to use for a mitzvah. Then let's go back up. If you bow down to flax, if the flax are still planted, flax stalks or, you know, well, that they were already cut off. You were talking about amber waves. They're not amber, but I think they're green. Flax. Yeah. So then, well, again, those were harvested already. Kashal atzitzis. So then, once you harvest the pishtan, the flax, the linen, the flax, and then you process it into tzitzis, it's kasher. Why? Sharei ishtana, it's changed. So again, it's not like wool. You can see it's wool, but do you ever see? Flax, linen, it's like totally different once it's made into, it's very interesting. I saw this recently. I saw something on this. Like it's a plant and then they cut it down, then they let it dry. Right. Then there's a whole process. Then it comes out, the way I saw it, comes out like, after they process it, at least modern process, looks like hair almost. Looks like a sheitel. Don't look anything, right? It's like totally different. Because they make it into a fiber. Yeah, it's really amazing. I guess somebody like Kayan had to come up with that. You know, who would ever come? But that I think about that with wheat also. Again, now it's like so different. But what it took to get a thing of flour. All the Sidur de Pas, it's. You know, and all that plant, and how much you get out of it. You know, it's like, I mean, yeah, you get straw. You know, there's other stuff.
Is the cotton the same? Does it take a long process to get from the cotton?
I don't know. I think cotton's probably easier because you know they get the seeds out. That's cotton gin.
Cotton is mentioned in Tanakh.
Yeah. Well, we have that in Halakha, Semer Geffen. We had that before. Beginning of this, might have been the beginning of this. Because it grows like that, it looks like. Okay, now let's get back to tzitzis itself. So the Machaber says, Yasa nekev ba'orech ha'talis, lo lamala meshisha etzbos. You should make a hole. Now we all know, right? We know there's a hole, four holes. There's, right, each corner, there's four corners, and each corner has a hole. Now the Torah says, Al kanfei bigdeichem, on the corner of your garment. So now this is a little tricky. So Chazal say, has to be positioned exactly right. So that's what the Machaber is talking about. Where do we make these four holes? Now again, I don't know, well, we'll see. If you're taking it literally, I don't know, you put it right on the corner. But we'll see, that doesn't really work out either. So so it has to be somewhere near the corner, but not on the corner. So that's the question. Where is that? Welcome. Where is that? Again, it's a, pardon the pun, it's a difficult line. It's not on the corner, but it has to be on the corner, but not on the corner itself. And we'll see that in a little while. So therefore, you make the hole to slip the tzitzis in. Make that hole, lo lamala, not further out, not higher, so to speak, meshlosh etzbaos, from three fingers. In other words, shouldn't be more than three fingers from the corner. Now, hold on. Now, the Mishnah explains When we say you measure three fingers, that is not on a diagonal. It's three fingers one direction and three fingers the other direction, and that where they intersect, not on a diagonal. So now, when we say three fingers, now it shouldn't be more than three fingers. Now, what does that mean, three fingers? Hainu gudlim. It's a famous gudol, or gudlim is plural. Gudlim, remember, means thumbs, right? We saw before, it means the width of a thumb. So, basically, again, it's a whole long discussion. Oh, I have it here. It's a whole long discussion, but it should be within 7 centimeters. 7 centimeters. So that's like 2 3/4 inches. Here is 7 centimeters. You can see it's about 2 3/4 of an inch from the corner. So again, you take the garment, and now again, it should be less than this, right? And you do 2 3/4, one direction, 2 3/4 in another direction. That's the farthest out. It should be within that. Now, it's very interesting. There's a whole Bir Halacha on this. And again, the Mishnah Berurah also says you should be careful that the hole is within three etzbaos. Now, again, three etzbaos means three thumbs. Now, again, it's very interesting. The Bir Halacha says, or instead of three thumbs, you could go with the Ama Kamitza Nzeres, which would be these three fingers, right? The Ama is right, the index finger, right? That's how I told you before. That's why we call the Ama, because this measurement is an Ama, right? You're talking about four Amas, right, from the elbow to the end of this longest finger. Well, that's why we call it an Ama, because it's the middle finger, yeah, not the index finger, the middle finger, because that's how we would measure an Ama. That's the way we measure. And the kamitza is this, because, again, they used to do various things, but also for solas, for a korban, that solas, the kohen, would take a kamitza, a handful, but it's not really a whole handful. It's three fingers, and then smoothed out by the pinky. So again, the end finger for that would be, I guess we call it the ring finger. And then the zeres is the pinky. So again, the Bir Halacha talks about using those three fingers. Again, one direction, then the other direction. And that would be if you do it that way, so right, then you put the hole there. You can put the hole there. Lasa sakar kalkaneka. Then right after that, you can put the hole. Now again, it could be closer. Again, three thumbs, let's say 7 centimeters, 2 3/4 inches, is the outer reaches of where the hole has to be. Again, we're walking a tightrope. It has to be near the corner, but not on the corner.
So, distant from both sides,
mess up the whole thing. That's why usually make it equidistant. But no, as long as it's within.
So it doesn't.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. It'd be cockeyed that way. And the reason is, as you can see, back upstairs in the Machaber, Mimnesha Eno Nikra Kanaf, because that would not be considered the corner. If you're further out, if the hole is further out, hole, and therefore your tzitzis, you know, eventually when it goes through, it's further out than that, so then that would not be on the corner, right? V'olamata mishur shiyesh kashar gulal tziporin, and it shouldn't be closer to the, right? That's as far, the furthest it could be out, right? But let's say I want to make it close to the edge, right? So I'll put it right by the edge, right? So no, that's not good either. It shouldn't be closer than the thumb, the top part of the thumb from the knuckle. Shneimar, Excuse me, Mishum Shenemar, because the Pasuk also says, Al HaKanaf, on the corner, Al. Not in the corner, or but as be Al. So therefore, Al, on the corner, makes it sound like, or not makes it sound like, it says that it's there, but it's not there. In other words, it's not exactly on the tippy-tippy end of the corner, but it's near the corner. So exactly, again, where is that line? So it shouldn't be more than 2 3/4 inches out, but shouldn't be more than the end of the thumb close. It has to be in that range. Right. 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 Near the women or by after. Right. V'im hayal lamata mimolo kesher gudol hayal atachas haknaf, and therefore the Machaber explains if it was closer than that, really, really close to the corner, you know, less than the thumb, the end of the thumb, so then that would be under, considered under the corner. And the Ramah says what I said before, Modin ze beyosher, we measure this straight, we'll explain what, you know, Veloba alkasam mina karet, and not by a diagonal, right? So in other words, we do straight one direction and straight one direction. The intersect would tell us where the exactly where the hole should go. Right.
Is there any size for the hole itself, or does it matter?
No, as long as it went. Well, again, that's a discussion in the Bir Halacha. Let's say if the hole pushes it past,
like it's this big or something.
Or let's say you make it right on the edge of the whatever the limit is, close or far. And then, let's say, if you make it really close, so then the hole would bring the tzitzis too close. Or, let's say, if the hole would be exactly on the line, then maybe now the tzitzis would be past the outermost reaches. So that wouldn't be good either. Now, now that's where it should be. Now again, there's a very interesting Mishnah Berurah Mem Aleph at the end. He says, "Al yedei akshira niskapel abeged ad shu pachos mikesher gadol." Let's say again, you make the tzitzis like here, like you see in this talus. You make the tzitzis, the loop, and all the tzitzis tight, right? So in other words, the loop is so it crunches up, it scrunches up the fabric. So now, if you look at this. Where the hole is, it's probably okay, but it's much closer, right, as it is, in other words, crunched up after the tzitzis are made, it might be even closer than, you know.
Is that possible?
So that's exactly what the Mishnah Berurah says. Mishnah Berurah says that if by tying the tzitzis together, the beged becomes less than the kesher kosher. It's still okay. Why? Kivan sheyesh al kopanim hashir ba'aknaf, because the material is there. It's just scrunched up. So therefore, to use a technical term, so therefore, that would be okay. They say, again, it's as with anything else like this, with sizes, shurim, there's a big machlokas about the minimum size away from the corner. So it could be anywhere, the Chazon Ish says 4.5 centimeters, and others say 4 centimeters, some say at least, the least could be 3.5 centimeters, and that's centimeters. So again, that would be, 4 centimeters would be more than 1.5 inches. Let's say according to the Chazon Ish, that would be, according to the Chazon Ish, 4.5. 4.5 centimeters, yeah, by about 1.5 inches, maybe a little more. Yeah, 1 3/4 inches. And then again, if you go down to 3 centimeters, so that's pretty close, a little more than 1 1.25 inches. So somewhere between there is the minimum range for the hole for the tzitzis. So that's we're going to talk about that. That could be a problem. Again, we'll see about that later. Or do we say since it was made behaksher, since it was made okay, so therefore it still remains okay. We'll see about that later in Mir Tzashem. Okay. Yeah, that's, did we finish it? Yes, we did. Yes, excuse me, that's the next halacha. I'm sorry. I know it was coming close. Yud, im haya rochok me'aknaf, melo kesher gudol. Let's say it was far away. It was, the tzitzis put them on your talus. And, we ran out of time. We're going to have to see the answer to Mr. Magid's question in Meretz Hashem next week. Sorry, I lost track of time. Okay, Yashkoch, everyone. Meretz Hashem, we'll pick this up next week.